pursue, baby. Pursue, don't so get out, get out, get out, get out.
Yeah!
What's up, everybody?
What's going on, everybody?
Welcome to Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley.
I'm Stephen Kramer Glickman.
And as always, this is the show about date fails, ultimate date fails, like us.
Yeah, which we do constantly.
Which apparently we are.
We are, you and me.
Although just lately, I feel like I've been killing it.
Really?
I feel like I've been killing. I'm texting with like four people, and I don't want to brag, but I got asked out twice by two different dwarfs this weekend. So
whoa, holy shit.
I'm really big with little people, apparently.
That's no little feet.
We're
bad people.
Yeah, how funny is that? Actually,
that's amazing.
That's real. That's real. This year.
What about you attracts
little people?
Is it dwarfs?
Dwarfs.
Maria, is it dwarfs?
It depends on that what the syndrome is, I think.
You can use either one of those two terms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understand,
they're dwarfs.
Dwarves.
Ask their permission.
Little people, dwarves.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure what it is. I think maybe their head is at my belly button area, and have a really nice navel.
You have a very nice
belly
button.
I'm not sure.
And they'd probably see that first.
Right.
And that's their first impression.
Right. Their first impression is belly button. And they're like, you know what? And also, I show my midriff quite often. So I think they're just like, oh, wow, a girl that shows her belly button and that.
Oh,
I'm not sure. But it's making me feel good nonetheless. Like, you know, regardless of the fact that they're dwarves, they're attractive dwarves that are asking me out.
Have you ever been with a dwarf?
Sexually?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
I thought about it.
I went out with a little person. Did
you
know
did?
That? Yeah, I did. I had a date with a little person. It was she was not a dwarf. She was a little person. So everything was, what's the correct term for that?
Small.
It's like where like the body part, all the sizes.
It's all proportionate.
Proportionate.
So she was just very
still a dwarf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh wait, we should introduce our guest.
You're not supposed to talk yet.
Jesus
Matt,
Christ,
what the
you talkative
fuck?
Son of a
He's
fucking
fired.
Bitch.
Get someone else in
get
here.
Somebody else in. Get me a new best friend. our guest today is he's been my best friend for about 12 years now. We've known each other for a very long time. He's a very, very funny stand-up comedian and kind of just a big all-around nerd, you know. All my friends know him. Lots of other people know him. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Walker is here.
Thank you.
You forgot his most important credit, which is largest dick in comedy.
Yeah, I know. He really does have the largest penis in comedy.
I've never seen it, but that's what Glickman told me the first.
It is an odd, a odd way for
it's not. It's look, I wish I didn't know that about Matt. Like, if I didn't know that about him, it would make me a lot happier at night.
You're the kind of friend every guy wants, though, because look, the first time, like, I had Glickman, we did another show together a long time ago, and your name came up as basically him being like, yo, do you know this guy Matt Walker, because he has the biggest dick I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this is the ultimate wingman. A guy, you're not even in the room, Matt, and Glickman's bragging about your penis.
Well, first of all, thank you, Stephen.
Well, your penis called me and told me to do it. That's why your penis was there, but he wasn't there.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. We've been friends for a very long time, and I knew nothing about his penis. I knew a couple friends of ours had said things about it, but people say stuff like that about people, you know?
Sure.
People talk about how, you know, how wonderful your breasts are, you know, Kate.
They do?
Yeah, people say things
people
like this.
People say things?
I've heard people say
I've
things.
I've never heard that.
I've heard it before.
That's
a couple
fantastic.
Times.
I've heard it.
But
really?
I've never seen them, but I'll say yes. And I've heard she's
they're very popular.
They're very popular breasts, and she's a nice breast.
Thank you. That's great.
But yeah, people had said things about Matt. I didn't know. And then we were sitting next to each other in the car one time, and he had his phone out, and he goes, hey, you want to see a picture?
A girl that I'd hooked up with sent me a picture of her boobs. So I'm like, oh, do you want to see this girl's boobs? Like, I'm not going to send
it to
him.
Oh, yeah, you
want to
see a picture of her boobs?
It came up on my phone right then.
He goes, yeah, look at a picture of her boobs. I go, all right, those are some nice boobs. He goes, you want to see a picture of her butt? I go, yeah, all right. He flips over a picture. He goes, let's picture of her butt. I go, all right. He goes, hey, you want to see a picture of her vagina? I go, hey, all right, I'll see a picture of her. And he goes over one. And when he goes over one, it's just this giant cock that is literally the size of, like, it's I would say it's like half the size of a baseball bat, this thing. I mean, it is giant.
Half the size of a baseball.
Not half the size
it
of a baseball.
It is little gigantic.
It's a little slugger.
Maria, you and Burl believe the size of this man's penis.
Maria, you want to see it? She said no.
When he eats food, all the weight goes to his penis. That's basically what happens with him. It's terrifying. And so he flips over. I see it. I go, oh my God, is that her penis? And he goes, no, that's my penis. Don't make a big deal of it. And
oh,
I was like,
God,
don't make a big deal of it. You took it with panorama.
Can I ask you, when you took the dick pic, did you hold something up for, because guys sometimes they'll hold up like the remote control next to it so you can tell like the scale of the penis.
He doesn't have to do that. It's... the earth next to it. Just the earth.
It bends gravity. So it.
You see the edge of the earth in the distance. That's how big it is.
Do you have a photo on you? Can I see it?
I can probably find one. Hold on.
I'm just like dying. I'm curious now. But wait.
Well, you're on the show. You're allowed to do this. I just don't want to see it again. I can't.
Okay. Here's a question that I have.
I'll go look and see if I can find it.
I had nightmares, Kate. Yeah. I had fucking. I went to sleep. I had fucking. I woke up. I had a dream in the middle of the night. I like woke up sweating. My girl screaming. Okay, sweating and screaming. And my girlfriend goes, "Oh my God, Stephen, what happened? Did you have a nightmare?" And I was like, "I had a dream. Matt Walker's penis
shut up
was chasing me." Just this red penis running down the street.
I've never had a nightmare where a penis was chasing me. Those are like, I call those my good dreams. Those are my happy dreams.
Dickmare.
This is the thing though. I honestly, and I think I might stand kind of alone here, I don't like dick pics sent to me. I mean, I actually, sometimes people will tweet dicks at me like,
oh my God,
that's the worst. I'm just checking my notifications in Twitter and I'm like, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's hilarious. Oh my God, that's a giant dick.
I don't like dick pics either. Just move on the record.
I'll say this. I never send unsolicited dick pictures. It's only when I'm asked to send one. I'm like, okay, then I'll send you a picture.
Well, that's different. If a girl asks for one, of course. Like, if it's a guy that I'm seeing. But here's the thing. When a guy sends me a dick pic, if I'm into him, I don't just want your dick. I like it. I want to teach a workshop, actually, for guys on how to take a dick
pic. I'm sure there's
probably
a better way to take a picture than the one I can show you now if you want to see it. But
I do want to see it. But I want guys to know who are listening that the best way to take a dick pic is take off your shirt, take your clothes off, and take it kind of from above so we can see, like, your torso and stuff too, maybe a little face in there if you're comfortable with that, because girls, we like to see a little more than just your penis. Like, we don't need just the penis.
No, ladies, just in case you're listening, not just the penis.
But guys like it when you send them.
Wait,
just...
did I say ladies if you're listening?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
but that's
sorry.
Fine, that's fine.
Hang on, Maria, ready for this? Hey guys, if you're listening, just the penis, not just the penis,
not
oh,
just
shit,
the
let me do it again. And action. Hey guys, if you're listening, not just the penis.
Not just the penis.
Not just the penis.
No. But for guys though, you guys do like pictures of just a vagina.
Yeah, we'll like pictures of just parts, yeah.
Yeah, I never knew that.
Ask for a kneecap.
Do you ever ask for just a picture of a girl's butthole? Because one guy, he kept asking me for a butthole photo.
That's a hard one for a lady to get.
How do you take a butthole photo?
It's really difficult.
Well, you have to use the timer on the phone.
Selfie stick.
Or you have to have someone else take it. You know what's funny? On my Facebook page, there is a girl right now that just started dating a guy. And literally every fucking picture is them making out.
In every single picture.
Right, but here's the thing that creeps me out. It's not selfies. Someone else is taking those pictures.
Who's just sitting around taking pictures of
how
people
do you
making
know?
Out?
No.
She's probably using, because one time I took a bunch of hot photos and I sent them to this guy and he was like, "Who took these?" Because it was obvious it wasn't me.
Yeah.
What I did is I set up my laptop to like snap off a bunch of those photo booth pictures. Mm-hmm. So
no, they're not doing that. They're out like in a store. They're like in a restaurant.
What?
And it's like it's like high up shots.
They hired a photographer.
Yeah, like one of their friends is with them. Like they have like the worst third wheel ever. They're like, "Hey, take a picture of us making out." It just makes me want to kill myself.
Can I ask you guys a question about dick pics? Since I don't mean to stay
please.
On this topic.
Sure,
no, please.
Throw it out there.
Do you guys filter your dick pics the way girls filter naked photos? I was wondering this.
Do we filter?
What do you mean filter?
Oh my God.
I Photoshop a little bit.
That's what I mean.
I'll take
like, no, I would
take a couple and just pick the best one, but I don't filter.
I'll put it through Instagram filters, like slap a Mayfair on it. But let me ask you something.
This is what I want to know.
Because there are apps, like the other night at the Comedy Store, I was teaching a bunch of girls about this app where you can put makeup on your face and you can make yourself thinner and you can do all this crazy shit.
I just saw a picture somebody posted using that thing on their
Facebook. Before and after kind of thing?
Yeah, and she showed like the before and the after.
Yes. Yeah. So here's what I want to know. If there was an app called like Dick Makeover where you could make your dick like maybe a little pinker, a little longer, a little thicker, and no one knew that you used this app, would you guys use it?
I wouldn't bother, but...
Well, you have a gigantic penis.
You know, I might do it if I can, if we could Photoshop like other, like so that my dick has like other dicks coming out of it. You know? Like a cactus
like a spider dick.
Like a spider dick. Yeah. I'd be down for that.
But
I think
you really wouldn't download an
spider
app.
Spider dick. Spider dick. All right. Show her the picture.
Okay. It's time.
And don't let me see it. I'm looking away.
Right. I'm a little nervous because I get uncomfortable with dick pics.
It's but not like this isn't like the right best one. It's the only one I could find because like I delete them. But
Matt Walker is showing.
Holy shit! Matt Walker has a black man's penis.
That is
except it's white.
Except it's white.
It's really nice.
Thank you.
Wow, it's huge.
Right.
I told you, right? I feel things.
Kate, like, what's going on through your brain right now?
I
what
feel,
are you thinking?
I know feel, like, honestly, I'm looking at Matt very differently.
Like,
now.
Like here's
I'm
the
like,
thing.
Oh,
I never,
shit.
I never knew that it was big until somebody started like, until
doesn't
start telling me.
Doesn't it change
my
your opinion of Matt Walker when you see that?
Yeah. Well, it's like if I was him, I would be walking around with so much swag and confidence.
I know.
I'd be like, yo, girl. Because that is. That's the biggest white man's penis I think I've ever seen.
You know what I think?
You know, I think actually, like, I send to women more that they like even more than that is I send them pictures of things that I cook, which I think is even more impressive. But
oh, yeah.
Why don't you pull
better.
Up a couple pictures of things that you've cooked
okay.
that are not that's dicks?
I like it when guys send me photos of them doing laundry or, like, things that they can do for, or, like, cleaning, because then I'm like, oh, maybe he'll do that at my house. Like,
right,
that's a bigger
sure.
turn on for me, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. That is a really big deal. Well, you know what? When I saw it for the first time, you know what? I immediately was disappointed with his career choices.
Yeah, why
like,
aren't
it was
you
like,
in
why
porn?
Why aren't you in porn?
Why aren't you?
Why aren't you doing porn?
I don't know. It's you have to like do weird stuff to get into porn as
like
a guy,
what?
Right? Like you have to do other guys.
No, you don't.
No, you
that's
don't.
How, that's how like James Dean started. That's how all those guys like.
No.
That's what I've always heard.
We can call people. Maria.
Would you be interested?
Maria.
Here's lemon meringue pie I made.
Oh my God, he's showing me photos of pie. I'm not going to lie. I might be a weird girl, but the pie is doing less for me than the dick. Yeah. This is interesting because I'm not a dick pic girl, but that dick is pretty.
It's a pretty dick. It's a pretty dick.
It's not just the size.
I can't believe I just said that. What's the matter with me?
I'm disgusted.
Thank you.
I'm just agreeing with everything.
I have a lot of questions. This is really fun. I feel like I'm just kidding. Okay, here's my next question.
Okay.
So the reason that Glickman saw your dick in the first place is because you were swiping through photos that a chick sent you, showing them to him, which
it,
leads
it
me-
was in a text message conversation, so sending back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So like right. in on the Android phone, like I swipe through and I'm like, oh, here's the next photo. And then
I understand.
And then it's the one I'd sent.
But yeah. Here's the big question that I have for you. What percentage of photos that chicks send you do you show to your guy friends? Because I always wonder this. When I send a guy hot photos, I always think to myself, does he show these to his buddies?
Like, yes, he does.
Always?
Yes, he does.
Don't, like, at some what? Point.
Especially
at
you,
some
Kate.
Point.
Yes, he does. Guaranteed.
Even if he likes me? Because wouldn't you want to keep it to yourself so your guy friends don't get to see your chick naked?
Okay, now hang on. Because I'm in a relationship, I can say this. When my girlfriend sent me sexy pictures of her when we first started together, in the beginning, I didn't show them to anybody. I still haven't shown them to anybody.
Yeah.
Those pictures.
If you're dating
my,
someone?
Like when you're in a relationship and someone's sending you sexy pictures, you keep those pictures to yourself.
Yeah.
But if you're dating somebody, if you're just hooking up with somebody.
Up. Yeah, if you're just hooking up,
those
you
pictures
show
are getting shown to other
are
people.
Are you kidding?
They're
here's
not
the
getting
thing.
Emailed to other
no,
people.
No, I don't. You don't send them out to anyone because that's kind of rude because then you don't know what's going to happen. But you're like
kind
on your own
rude.
Phone.
Yeah, but if I'm sitting
on your own
like,
phone,
hey,
sitting
next to
you, like, hey, check
you
this out.
You want to see a picture of this girl?
Yeah.
I've
see this
been
girl I'm banging?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, of course.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's
and the answer
up,
to the question is always yes. Like, who would ever say no? Like, no, I don't want to see the.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start stamping my Twitter on that shit.
You should.
So at least if they're showing it to their buddies, they can be like, oh, cool.
Get a couple more followers.
I'm going to follow this girl.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Put your Instagram handle on it.
I'm going to. I have this tattoo app on my phone because I want to look like a suicide girl, but I'm scared of tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I could put fake tattoos of my Twitter handle on my Instagram. Yeah.
You should.
That's a good idea.
That's a very good idea. Maria, you have tattoos, right?
I do have tattoos.
You do? How many tattoos do you have, Maria?
Six.
Six?
Damn.
Holy shit. Are any of them, like, in places that we're not allowed to see?
Well, I have one on my thigh that, because I'm wearing pants, would be hard to show you.
What other ones do you have, Maria?
I have two on my arm, one on my back, one on my ankle, and then two on my thigh.
All right. That's
I like that.
About.
I want to get a tattoo that says bad on my ass.
That's a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Yeah,
so
you should
do that. Badass.
You should totally do that, Kate.
I think so. Really, or maybe one Kate. Cheek says
it's
smart.
another great decision by Kate Quigley. That's what it is.
Thank you. So back to dating.
Matt, you've made some horrible dating choices in
your
life.
Awful.
Horrible.
Awful.
Let's just go through a few of these. You fucked a girl.
With a head injury?
With a head injury. Yes. Is that true?
Yes, that is
with
true.
With a head injury.
100% true.
What kind of head injury?
When she was 17, I think she was in a motorcycle accident. And then, so she's still a smart person. Now, you know, she's like 40 now. So she's a smart person. She's a computer programmer. But if you talk to her, she has to repeat back what you said to her so she can comprehend it, and then she can reply.
Everything you say?
So if you say like, hi, how are you? She'll say, hi, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. Thank you.
Every single thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That'd be the longest date ever.
Yeah. And then she wears a neck brace when she sleeps so her head doesn't move around.
You guys are horrible people. What the fuck? Oh my God.
What?
So wait, did you sleep with her?
Yes.
And then in bed she repeated back everything you said? If you're like, yeah, suck my cock, she's like, suck my cock. Oh, okay. I will suck your cock.
Yeah, it was basically like that. Yeah, I mean, I don't remember if that exactly. This is like, you know, 6-7 years ago. I can't remember all
the
details.
Oh, God. How many people have we dated for the jokes? Just for the jokes?
Multiple.
So many people.
That's all I do.
Yeah. I know. It's all we do.
You feel like it's your responsibility. Like, you're like, this could go really badly. Right. That's why I'm going to do it.
Yeah, can I tell you, I'm not kidding. I've been going through Tinder, and I've been looking for the guys that seem like they'll be the biggest disaster to go out with just for material. Because I'm like hoping. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, do you know Christina Walkinshaw? She might have been back in Canada before you started doing comedy here, but she used to do comedy in LA and she got deported to Canada, basically, I think is what happened. And she does a thing called her Tinder Bender and she writes about it in, like, you know, Toronto Weekly or whatever. And every single week she goes on a Tinder date and writes about her Tinder date.
Oh, my God.
And, like, you can watch them online. I'm Facebook friends with her, so I see them all the time. But it's so funny seeing those things where, like, she'll just go out with whoever just for the bad decision, for the bad date, so she has something cool to write about.
Yeah, but the other thing is, I feel like if I go out with guys that are the opposite of everything I think I should go out with, that's probably when I'll actually meet a good person.
Yeah.
Well,
you
know, I remember Dr. Drew saying this one time, a long time ago, on like Love Line, like, you know, 20 years ago. And he talked about how, like, if you're always dating the same kind of guy over and over again, he's always bad.
Yeah.
The guy that you're not attracted to, that's who you should probably go out with at least once and see if that it maybe is the better guy for you.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
Like, I'm too shallow to try that is the problem.
So how do you meet? You're single, right?
Yeah.
How do you meet girls?
Internet.
You just show him your dick.
Here's the thing.
It's with his dick out. They're like, okay.
Here's what I've never figured out. See, I've never figured out a way to use having a large penis to actually meet women and get laid. Like, because you can't tell a woman that you have a large penis because they're not going to believe you, or they're going to think, oh, you're arrogant and everything about you is all about your dick. And I'm not. Like, I don't think it's a big deal. Like,
yeah. No,
but big deal.
Because I said, like,
The better way to do it is for the world to find out and then
let it spread through social media.
Yeah, let it spread. Exactly.
Well, look.
Hashtag Matt Walker, giant dick.
Having a big dick doesn't help you get laid, but having big dick does help you get laid again. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
The thing is, the truth
is... We should call this episode...
Big dick.
Hashtag
Matt Walker's
big dick.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing I think, though, is that, like...
My grandma's not on the internet. Go for it. I don't care.
Even if she was, she'd be proud. I just think that actually guys think it's more important to us than it is. I don't think that girls care as much as you think about penis size. I mean, like, yeah, if it's so small you can't feel it, that's a little problematic. But even then, if the guy's really awesome, super funny, or very rich, like, we'll work around. Like, we can work around that stuff. If he's really good with his hands and his tongue, you can, I mean, you don't have to have a giant cock.
Like, I had a girl tell me once, though, after she dated me, the next guy she dated, she was like, it was like her pinky. And I don't know if that was, like, in comparison or if the guy was really like her pinky.
That's another problem. When I see a dick that big,
I
do get scared.
By the way, guys, Matt Walker's pinky is huge.
Gigantic pinky. No, but I am
scared. I have
small
hands. I have small hands and feet, by the way. I only wear a size 8 shoes, which, like, all those things, it's all... That's
all the
myths.
Skin just went to one place, basically.
Right. But, like, all the stuff about, like, you know, like, oh, guys with big hands or whatever, like, no, that's all bullshit, because I wear small gloves... So. Yeah.
I can't believe we've talked for 20 minutes about Matt Walker's penis.
I know. We have a guest. We need to bring...
We should bring our guest in.
We should bring our guest
I'm
in.
I'm very excited.
I am
very excited.
No. This is huge. Okay, guys. I am super excited about our guest today on the show. Are we all excited?
I'm very excited.
All right. Let's just... Before we introduce him, let's just read some of his credits. Is that okay? This man ate 7.5 pounds of chicken wings in 12 minutes. Oh, my God, in heaven. 2 gallons of chili in 6 minutes. 103 hamburgers in 8 minutes. And the list goes on and on. 15 pints of vanilla ice cream in 6 minutes. Guys, this is a huge deal. This is a major league guest. This is no joke. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Joey Jaws Chestnut.
Yeah. Hey, good to be on with you guys.
Wow.
How are you, man?
Doing good.
I thought you were going to be so fat.
I'm a chubster.
No, you're not.
You are not. You're very in shape.
By competitive eater standards, it's actually kind of big.
Yeah,
what?
I'm a little bit bigger than,
You're so perfect.
Yeah, it's tough.
But, you're big?
Well, I eat a lot, but my weight fluctuates like crazy.
You look like a slim, in-shape man.
He's very nice.
How you doing?
Just kidding.
All right, I want to throw out a couple of the basic questions you get asked all the time. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
I have the best job in the world, competitive eater, and I've been doing it for 10 years. My biggest contest of the year is hot dogs, and usually I win that one. But
How many did you win?
Eight-time champion.
At Nathan's
record
hot dogs.
69 hot dogs.
Oh,
perfect
my
number.
God, it's 69 hot dogs in how many minutes?
10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That how is do you do that? Does that include the bun?
Competition.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's not pretty. It's just getting that rhythm. You just keep pushing, and I love to eat.
Go ahead. I'm just curious. How did you even get into, like, how do you become a competitive eater?
It was not even my idea. I'm really normal, but there was 4 boys in the family, and there was always the 2 older boys were always picking on the 2 younger ones, and we could never beat them in anything. But eating, me and Willie could always beat the older brothers, and so he knew I could eat more than him, and more than anybody else, and he knew, so he made me do my first contest.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And what was your first contest?
It was a lobster contest in Reno.
Oh.
Nice. How many lobsters did you?
I ended up doing I then went through 32 lobster tails.
Wow.
Do you have to crack them?
They were pre-cracked.
Oh, okay. I'm not good at that.
Well, I didn't know what I was doing, so I was scooping them out and going to the guts. I'd never eaten lobster before, so I was making a mess of it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Did you win that one, or did you?
No, I tied for third. Sure.
It was your first time.
It was my first time. I was shy. It was hard. It's hard.
Sure,
shy.
No, everybody's shy at their first time.
I agree. No, you're on stage eating in front of people. You never do that. The only time I eat fast is when I come home drunk or on my way to work. But no, it was really awkward to eat in front of people. But once I got over that, it started dominating.
All right. Well, I got a couple for you real quick before we get into this. What is the most of something you've ever eaten to win or to not win? To come in first or second. Like, what's the most you've ever eaten at a contest?
Oh, I think poutine I did. It was in Canada, and it was the French fries gravy, and I did 21 pounds.
Wow.
Oh, my
Wait a second.
God.
Poutine?
Yeah.
Poutine is...
Yeah. It's French fries with gravy and cheese curds. It's delicious.
Oh, my God. Do you throw up at the end?
I only get sick if there's something wrong. If, if I'm like dehydrated and your body's not digesting it. But usually, right. If I get it down, it's pretty safe usually.
Do you not eat for days before? Or do you eat more to stretch out your stomach?
I get into a cycle where I'll do a practice contest and then I'll fast for about. I'll do pretty much a cleanse before every practice and then recover. And then every practice, I try to go up a little bit. So I go in. I go into a contest. I'm pretty empty.
And
it makes
amazed.
It easier to digest it.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, 20
it's
pounds.
Crazy, it's craziness.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, when you eat on a regular basis, like you know, when you walk into an all-you-can-eat Chinese restaurant, they just go, "Oh, no, closed! We are closed!"
Man, it's tough because if I lose track, I'll gain weight like crazy. So I don't do the all-you-can-eat buffets hardly ever, but. I love good mm-hmm. food.
They have his picture on the wall at every hometown buffet in America. They're like, do not let him in.
Yeah, no way. When you go to like a regular fast food place, like, do you ever eat fast food? Really,
oh, shit.
Or not really?
I used to. And I was so bad. I'd go to the drive-thru and I'd go back into the drive-thru again.
Oh, wow.
I was awful.
Just was doing loops.
Laps God, the drive-thru. That is phenomenal.
Now, see, Joey here is being very understated because Joey Chestnut is an American hero. And I'll tell you why. Takeru Kobayashi, probably the greatest eater of all time. He was the guy who took the record. See, he ate 69 in 10 minutes. When Takeru Kobayashi started, the record was like 22, and he made it like over 50 in 1 year. It was like an amazing, astonishing feat that he did. And then Joey Chestnut came along, and he started pushing him. And then Kobayashi won, I think, 6 or 7 in a row, and then Joey Chestnut won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
But he was the first human being to beat Kobayashi. Before that,
what?
He'd only ever lost to a bear. And that's like,
what?
It's really impressive.
He had
Wait,
lost
what?
To a bear?
A
yeah,
bear.
Fox had a special one time called Man vs. Beast, and they had Kobayashi eating against a bear.
And the bear won.
The bear won, yes.
The bear did him dirty.
And you like this, Kate. They had like 100 little people doing tug-of-war against an elephant on that special.
Shut up.
Which it was one of the best things I've ever seen on television.
It was good
I should
TV.
Have been there. Yeah, I would have cleaned
they
up.
They had like Chad Ochocinco race the horse, I think. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah. They don't make enough TV like that. They should have more things of humans competing with animals.
I would watch that.
Yeah. But I'll say,
you would have cleaned up is my favorite line of the day.
I really think that competitive eating, when you look at the guys who are really good, it's more impressive to me than people who are really good at other sports, and I'll tell you why. Because think about who's the best quarterback in football. Tom Brady, probably, right?
Sure.
Maybe best of all time. How many people? I don't know. Okay.
Who was the one that sent dick pics to Jen Sturger?
Brett Favre?
Stop it.
Maybe Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Okay. So you pick a guy who's really good at that. How many people have ever even tried to play quarterback in the history of the world? Like maybe 100 million, right? Right now in the world today, there's 7 billion people and like 6 billion of us get to eat every day, something like that.
Right.
He's the best out of 6 billion. That's more impressive. Like he does something that more people do and he's the best at it. That's really impressive to me.
That's pretty impressive.
It is amazing.
I like the way you put that.
Yeah. That's my philosophy on competitive eating. That's
not
why
getting
I think
any bigger.
Yeah.
No, that's really
and that's why I'm excited because, you know, the first time I ever went to New York was to watch him eat against Kobayashi in New York. So.
Matt Walker is so excited. He's like a 12-year-old fangirl
I
right
totally
now.
Matt Walker's I'm like, so excited.
You're always
penis.
Guys love me. It's never girls. Yeah. Girls never understand.
Just think, do you get groupies? Like, are there groupies for competitive eating?
It's like always guys. It's like man crushes.
Really?
I go to a bar and it's always guys buying me drinks.
It's never girl. But aren't there girls that are like, man, if he can eat 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes, imagine what he can do downtown, you know?
That happens, but you know, it girls they don't like the competitive eating. They like winners though, and that's where
we do. Like
do you just
winners.
Like take the mustard belt around and just like go everywhere with it?
It's gone around.
Have you met other? Have you met female competitive eaters?
There's a couple good ones
that you dated. Sorry. Have you dated?
No,
I wouldn't.
Date? No, they're creepy.
Didn't your
a girl who eats like that? I would not trust her.
Okay, now Joey, after you won,
girl, I wouldn't put anything near her mouth.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Now after you won a couple years ago, you proposed to your then girlfriend at the time.
This is true.
And because it was on national TV. I mean, I watched it on TV.
Yeah.
And then that no longer, like, you didn't get married, obviously, right?
Yeah.
So what happened with that? Like,
wait, what? Wait,
yeah, we broke up.
He proposed at the end of an eating contest.
No, I proposed before the contest.
You proposed before the contest.
Yeah, yeah. And then I won.
But she wasn't an eater.
No. Well, she
She competed that year,
she
right?
She competes every once in a while. She would compete once in a while because I was on this screwed up diet where I do a practice. She might as well practice with me.
What did she? What did she look like? Was she a nice looking?
Oh,
lady?
She was very good looking.
Attractive. Yeah.
I saw her on TV. I mean, I don't know.
Much better looking than me. Yeah. I was out of my league.
So what happened there? How did that roll out?
It just we were. Oh my God! So going into the wedding was like 10 days away, and it for months I couldn't sleep at night, and it just wouldn't work.
Wow!
Maybe you couldn't sleep because of heartburn because of how much you eat.
No, I have a pretty good stomach, and I was worried. I was like, oh my God, maybe my stomach. There's something wrong. I thought I had heartburn, and no, it was all just nerves.
When you call off a wedding like 10 days ahead of time or whatever it was, like a week ahead of time,
you're just a big asshole.
Like, does everybody hate you?
Oh yeah.
Like, did you lose friends over that?
No. There were people flying in from around the country, so some of them were a little bit pissed.
Yeah, see, I know somebody that went on a destination wedding to Ireland, and they called off the wedding when she got to Ireland. My friend went there, and she went to go to this wedding, and then they called off the wedding, like, there in Ireland. She's like, well, I guess I'm going to the Guinness factory for a tour, and I'm going to go home and have a vacation.
Oh, that's a tough call. God. If you're about to get married and people have flown in for the wedding, and it's like, you don't want to let those people down, but are you supposed to like walk into like the biggest decision of your life if you think you made a mistake? That's tricky.
I asked a girl when I lived in New York, I asked a girl to marry me. That I was with for like 2 years. I asked her if she would marry me if I got a job at the phone company.
What?
She wanted to be with me. So she wanted to be with me only if I had like
a normal job
because she wanted to be an actress. Oh. And I was like, she was like, if you get a normal job, then I'll marry you. And I was like, well, I got offered a job at the phone company installing phones, and it paid like $45,000 a year in New York City. It was like a big job.
You were
going to
do it?
And so I said, I'll take the job, and then we'll get married. And she said, okay. Oh my God, we're going to get married. And we called people. And she called people and told her friends we were going to get married. And I was 20.
They couldn't get anybody on the phone because you hadn't installed them yet.
I hadn't installed them. I was 21 years old when this happened. And I called in 3 days later to report in to take the job. And someone else had taken the job earlier before me.
So then she dumped you?
She dumped me.
Shut up.
Yeah. And she quit acting, and I am still acting.
And you're an actor. Yeah.
And
look
I'm
at that.
Like, you've been on a TV show. Yeah. Person.
What in the world? Who wants to date a guy that works at a phone company anyway?
She wanted something stable. You know, she wanted something stable so that she could go off and like live her dream. Basically, mm-hmm. It was like, you sacrifice your dream for me.
Listen, I'm not a gold digger or anything, but like I would at least want to date a guy who like manages a Chipotle. Like there's got to be like some perk, like free burritos, like something, you know?
Yeah, something's got to be in there.
So now, Joey, how do you meet women?
Oh, my God.
Is it just because like you go to contests and they see you? Or
go to contests. It's weird. It's hard meeting women.
Yeah, because I went Saturday to watch you eat at the Gyoza Eating Contest.
He really did.
I did. It was great. Fantastic. It was a great, great contest. But there was a woman there that was like, because none of my friends would go with me because nobody's into this stuff except for me. But I was there and there was like a woman there who had like just total cleavage on display, who was in love with that Pablo guy, who's an eater now, who's one of the lower level guys.
I know.
But she was like fascinated with him, and like she was like, I want to go meet Pablo. I want to go. It was just like, I was like, oh, this guy, like, he's got a groupie. Like, this chick is totally.
There's got to be groupies.
There's groupies. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's people who, yeah, like I said, women like winners.
And has there ever been a story where you ate and then you came off stage, or I don't know how it works. Came off stage and then you met some girl and she was like, that was so hot. I just want to take you back to my room right now. And you went straight back and banged her.
There's something similar to that. I was I did a green chili burrito eating contest. And
I'm so sorry. That's amazing.
I ended up doing like 46 of these fucking burritos.
Ate 46 burritos.
Yeah. Anyway, I went to a party, and then all these guys are like, all buying me drinks and this and that. And there was one girl, way out of my league, and she liked it. She liked being able to competitive eater. Mm-hmm. Ended up drinking way too much that night. Blacked out. Woke up in her bed. Shitting.
Shitting?
Shitting.
In her bed.
Well,
in
her bed.
Oh my God. She didn't think about it. I had eaten 46 fucking green chili burritos. Yeah. And I was really drunk still, so I was still out of it. So I tried to find the bathroom. shit in her kitchen.
Oh my God.
And,
you shit all over her house.
All over it.
Oh. Yes.
Where was she?
So she was asleep. Then I finally found the bathroom. As soon as I got in the bathroom, I could hear her screaming. Then she started pounding on the door. And I was like, "You gotta give me my clothes." I took a shower. I fucking took off.
Oh. Wow. Now was that in San Jose or was it somewhere else?
No.
You were on the road.
It was on the road.
Okay, so you never have to see her again.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Well, have you gone back to do that contest since?
No, they haven't had it again. But
did she like say anything in the press, like, yo, the guy that won that eating contest shit all over my house?
I felt really bad, but so like 4 days later I got this text message. Like, hey, do you know who I am? I was like, oh, fuck, I think I know who you are. And she's like, yeah, I had to get my place professionally cleaned. I was like, damn. So I remember her name because I wrote her a check.
Oh,
Jenny
wow.
Hackett. Jenny
wow.
Hackett.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome. Jenny Hackett is her name?
Jenny Hackett.
Jenny yeah. Hackett, if you're out there.
Joey apologizes.
I'm so sorry.
Joey will come to your house and shit all over your house again.
What was she thinking, though? I mean, I just ate 46 fucking burritos.
Yeah.
But you have sex. Do you remember having sex with her, too?
No. But I am really good blacked out.
Wow.
How do you know?
I've not had that many complaints.
Have you shit on anybody else's house after a situation like that?
Let me see. There was
because it's gotta happen.
There was a kolache eating contest. Yeah,
there was a what?
Kolache.
What's that?
It's this weird fucking little pastry like with sausage built in it. And mm-hmm. They serve them in Texas, like a Polish food.
Right.
Anyways,
how many of those did you eat?
Shit, I was like 40. No, it was 50 something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, didn't you just this past weekend you ate
339.
I lost by four.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's rough.
339. What?
That's when you feel really gyoza. You know, like the Japanese pot sticker.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, like after something like that, you know, like. Do you go home and fall asleep or like what happens
that
to
one,
you?
Yeah, that one. I was doing interviews for a little bit, then I'm exhausted. I fall asleep, roll over just wake up to find a different position to digest.
Did you date
a lot? Then I'm running.
Did you date a lot when you were growing up?
Not too much. No. I usually got stuck in a relationship and not stuck really. But that's
like getting your foot stuck in a bear trap. What the fuck?
Yeah, but I'd get into a relationship and I'd stay in a relationship for a while.
Do you remember the first girl that you hooked up with after doing a eating contest or after winning? Do you remember like the first time that like a girl was like, oh, this guy's a fucking winner. I'm gonna like hook up with this guy.
Yeah, I think it was Wing Bowl.
Okay.
So Philadelphia is fucking retard.
It's huge.
It's a huge
event. They get like 20,000 people to that.
So the people go, they tailgate after the bars close the night before, and then the contest is at 7 a.m. It's nuts. And so they have all the strippers all from the city. They sponsor the eaters. They're called wingettes. And so anyway, I ended up hooking up with one of my wingettes. And it was too easy. It didn't even make sense. And I was just a college kid eating and then didn't make sense.
And this is before you did this full time, obviously.
Yeah. I was just a weekend warrior.
Wow.
I'm curious. Two questions. One, how much money is at stake here? Like, how much money do you win if you win one of these big contests?
The big ones, it's weird. Like hot dogs, it's only $10,000 purse, but then there ends up getting an endorsement deal with Nathan's. So that's worth it. And it
only $10,000. Yeah. $10,000 for eating hot dogs is pretty awesome.
But it ends up being worth more than $100 usually just for that contest.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, second question.
Yeah.
Can you fuck right after? Because that's what I'm wondering. Like, if some groupie's like, you know, wants to bang right. Like, I dated a guy who wouldn't even have sex after a pizza. So I'm just curious.
There's definitely some recovery time. Yeah, it's like. Yeah, it takes a while.
How long does it take?
A date or take? No, it takes about 8 hours. Yeah, before I'm able to actually
before he's able to drink enough and then shit over your house the next day.
it takes a while. Well, I mean, I'm putting my body through hell. It's like I'm sure people who run marathons they can't bang right away.
No way. That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, man. Holy crap.
Do you have any weird food? Not weird. Do you have any food fetishes?
I like how you censored weird.
Yeah.
I host a show about sex fetishes, so nothing is weird to me anymore. But
Do you have any like food
fetishes? Are you into food in bed?
Not really, no.
You're not into like covering girls in hot fudge and like licking it off of them?
I've never done it.
What?
It sounds like it would create an infection of some sort, a yeast infection.
You're right, actually. You have to keep it away from their private area.
Yeah. Well, you know, sushi. What about sushi? You ever eaten sushi off a lady?
No, sushi sucks. It's raw fish. It's an obsolete way of. It's the wrong way to eat. I mean, you can cook it.
Yeah, and you can get food poisoning horribly. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you this real quick. I used to love sushi, and I was in Las Vegas with my girlfriend for Christmas. We decided to spend Christmas together in a beautiful hotel, and we brought the dogs, and it was like a really nice, you know, vacation. And we go out there, and Christmas Eve, I said, "Honey, where do you want to go for dinner?" She said, "Anywhere. Anywhere's fine." I go, "How about this place, Sushi Samba? Let's go to Sushi Samba." You ever
Sounds
heard of
like
that?
Mexican
place?
Sushi.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was like a Mexican sushi place. So we go there. It's in like the Venetian, and I order a bunch of sushi, like a bunch of yellowtail and this and that and all sorts of stuff. We're in Vegas, okay? Super hot out. I eat a ton of sushi by myself. My girlfriend has a salad, okay? I have like 10, 15 pieces of sushi. Maybe that's not a ton, you know, in comparison, Joey. Pussy. I eat like a bunch of sushi. We go back to the hotel. We have sex. And then right after sex, I was like, "Oh, I'm not feeling so great. I wonder what's going on with me. I'll be right back. I'll run to the bathroom real quick. But I love you, sweetheart." Go into the bathroom and proceeded to vomit and shit at the same time for the next 9 hours. Ugh. I had 103.7 fever. And I had full-blown food poisoning. And I couldn't leave the bathroom. Like, I was, like, on the floor of the bathroom. Like,
sexy.
Just, oh, my God. Ruined Christmas.
And Sushi Samba hasn't offered you an endorsement deal?
Yeah. No, come on, Sushi Samba. Hook a guy up. I'm giving you a great plug here. Hey, guys, if you're in Vegas, go to Sushi Samba. Get horrific food poisoning and shit and pee out of your asshole.
Oh, my God.
It's
going to
be incredible, guys. What a fucking nightmare. It was the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
You called me while you were in Vegas. He was miserable.
I was miserable. Yeah. And my dog, I'd order glasses of ice water from the front desk to like keep hydrated so I didn't die.
Yeah.
And they'd bring it up and my dog would knock the water over because it was a puppy at the time. Just be like,
"You're dying," basically.
I thought I was going to die.
Wow.
And then we had to drive back from Vegas to Los
with
Angeles
poisoning.
With food poisoning. It was the worst.
You ever gotten food poisoning from one of your contests?
Crab cakes. Yeah. It was the only time I really got violently ill.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was in Maryland. They were just like fucking frozen crab cakes, and it was just garbage.
Now, what's the thing that you've competed and eaten that you like the least?
Kimchi. I was in Korea.
Oh, that's gotta be
rough. It was awful. And it was ripe. It was real kimchi. It wasn't like the way you can get in Costco.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so spicy. It was coming out of my pores. It was awful.
Ooh.
That would be hard. Like, yeah, what if it's something that you... What if you have a gluten allergy in the hot dog contest? Can you get gluten-free buns?
No.
No. I don't know.
It's like, oh, you know, I'm going to get in a boxing match, but don't hit me. Hit my face. Yeah. No,
right.
This is competitive eating.
You have to eat whatever.
It's not going to be pretty.
Do you ever... So it's not much of an appetite thing with you? Do you have an appetite where, like, if you go on a first date, like, what do you eat on a first date?
Oh, just whatever everybody else. I mean, I'm pretty normal.
Right, but then if let's say the date doesn't go well, do you order other food on the way home?
There's been times where like fuck it, I'm just gonna keep eating. if it's good food, I'll order two entrees.
Do girls expect you to go down on them longer than normal guys?
I think I do all right. Yeah,
because I feel like you should have the jaw stamina.
I have the jaw.
Like, I feel like if you went down on me and only did it for like, you know, 3 or 4 minutes, like some guys, I'd be like, "Hey, look, you're the fucking master of eating shit. You should be able to be down there for at least 20 minutes."
I've never had any complaints from my.
You've never had complaints?
No.
Do you brag about that to girls? Or are you like, listen, sweetheart,
babe,
I don't know.
I'm the best eater in the world. In the world. You've never had a guy like me.
That is so. That would be a. That's a contest I'd like to be involved in. You know what I mean?
The eating pussy.
That should
contest?
Be an eating, yeah, eating pussy competition.
Yeah.
Take all the top eaters in the world and have them all eat pussy and see who wins.
That should be. They should.
You've
hold
got
that
the
in
Playboy
Vegas.
TV hookup. You could make it happen.
I could actually make that happen.
That's a really good idea.
It's a really good idea. I'm going to pitch that to the Playboy
Vegas.
Channel.
We'll do it.
It'll be catered by Sushi Samba. It's absolutely a perfect.
Brought to you by Playboy and Sushi Samba. And think of the sponsorship deals you'd get from that one.
You know what I love is that if you're on a bad date with somebody and you're not enjoying it, but you're kind of annoyed with them, you could just literally continue eating forever.
Yeah.
You can make it the longest date. You're like, I'm going to have another steak.
It pisses me off when girls eat so fucking slow. And I'm done with my meal. I'll steal some of their food. But now, some women just eat too slow.
Do you get annoyed with girls that don't eat a lot? Like they just eat salad and pick at their food? Or are you like, oh, come on, bitch. I ate 69 hot dogs in 10 minutes. No, like,
I understand when people don't have an appetite. But if you're sitting at a dinner table, you're going to let your food get cold. That's what makes me mad. Eat that shit. No.
Yeah. It makes sense.
Now, all the contests that you're in typically are involving speed eating, where there's like a set amount of time, whoever can eat the most in that amount of time. But there are a lot of like food challenges around the country.
Yeah.
Like, do you go do those too? Like, where they're like, eat this like 6-pound steak and.
I've done a good number of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to hold the record for that steak in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Then that was a fun steak. But I love a good challenge.
Oh yeah,
your life is fucking fascinating.
Well, before we wrap up, listen, Joey, I want you to tell our audience a little bit. What do you look for in a woman?
Like, yeah.
What's your ideal kind of lady?
I like somebody smart, mm-hmm. and so somebody I can respect. They have to be. It's awesome if they're smarter than me. Like I can kind of like ask her advice and shit. And so that's good. But I don't know. I like somebody that makes me laugh. I don't know.
What about any sort of body type? There's,
body type?
You know, background, anything like that?
No. I'm not picky.
No?
No. Look at me. I can't be picky.
That's not true. Just our listening audience should know that he's a very handsome guy. And you don't look like a guy that you would expect to be eating a shit ton of food. Honestly,
no,
you really
I look
don't.
Like a guy who eats a shit ton of food.
Glickman looks like the eating champion. But for the record, he has a very hot girlfriend.
I know. I saw.
Yeah.
Stalked him.
Down.
America.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Gives me hope.
Such a sausage fest in here.
I know. She makes a lot of really great food. My girlfriend cooks like nonstop. Lots of chicken. She'll make when we first got
chicken
together.
Is good.
She'd make me like three. I'd eat three breasts of chicken like for dinner. That was like she'd
good.
Make these
to him. He's like, meals. What a pussy. He only had three.
How many breasts of chicken have you eaten at a time?
Jeez. I got it like a 20 piece at KFC.
Wow. Good Lord, man.
Not a 20 piece at McDonald's where it's at McNuggets or you can eat that.
No, these are
KFC
the real,
actual pieces of chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Well, shit, this has been fascinating. I'm fascinated by
amazing.
You. Is there anything you want to plug anywhere?
I'm just out in LA, just recovering from gyoza and
oh god,
just partying last night. And
where can people find you? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram?
I do Twitter a little bit at Joey Jaws and Instagram joey.chestnut. But I don't do much Instagram.
Okay.
Well, guys, this has been absolutely incredible. Matt, why don't you tell us where people can find you?
Just look up Funny Matt online. Or if you didn't like what I did, let me know at mattwalkersucks.com.
Or just Google gigantic white cock. Oh, this has been a blast. You guys are the best for listening. I'm Kate Quigley.
I'm Stephen Kramer Glickman. And this was...
Date First.
Girlfriends.
Peace.
Peace.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.